The FBI is investigating an alleged breach of voter data at Kennesaw State University. State officials learned earlier this month that more than 7 million voter records from the KSU Center for Election Systems may have been compromised. The university said in a statement, it is, quote, working with federal law enforcement officials to determine whether and to what extent a data breach may have occurred involving records maintained by the Center for Election Systems, end quote. With me to explain is Christina Torres. She's a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Always good to see you, Christina.
Happy Friday. Good morning.
So what records are we talking about? Because the state, the Secretary of State's office says this did not involve records they oversee. So what are these records?
So the center has a very unique relationship with the Secretary of State's office. They're on contract with them. The state is its only client. So they build every ballot you use in an election. They help maintain every machine used in an election in Georgia. They build every, what they call e-poll books, sort of the electronic poll book a precinct worker will check you in on. It's a very specific and very, the work they do is just very particular. What they will do is download the data from the Secretary of State's database. So voters in Georgia who are registered need to be on a poll book. It's that data we think they may be looking at.
But they have also said that the university doesn't maintain a live database or a voter registration database.
Correct. But they are downloading the information to upload it onto these poll books to get the poll books out to the precincts. So it's not a live. There's an air gap there, what they call an air gap. It's not directly on the internet. It's not something you access. They access directly on the internet. But it gets downloaded to their database so they can get it on these poll books. It appears, and we don't know for sure, I need to stress that, there's unknowns
here. Yeah, the FBI has told us almost nothing.
FBI has told us nothing. U.S. Attorney's Office has said the investigation's ongoing. They otherwise don't have a comment. We don't know anything else from the Secretary of State's office or from the university. They're referring questions to the federal agencies.
Who are not answering those questions.
Well, it's hopefully soon. We do have a special election coming up April 18th, and I certainly think everyone wants to get this cleared up or have some sort of answers before then. They have that data. We think that's what they're looking at. We think somehow I think there's a fear that there may have been some malware or something that may have somehow gotten into their system and then sort of bypassed that air gap and gotten in. It could have been a phishing email. We just don't know. But the records, because there was specific reference by sources to voter records, the records they have are those I just discussed. So that's why we think it's centered on that.
And the other thing we should mention is that we also don't know who may have hacked it. In other words, and how they may have used it. So at this point, it doesn't look like there's any evidence people stole identities for use of getting money.
We just don't know.
Yeah.
So there again, the possibilities may be a white hat hacker, someone who wanted just to test the security and then reached out and said, hey, I was able to do X. You need to check on that. It could have been something with a much more malicious intent.
I want to go back for just a second. You may have lost people when you said it could be a white hat.
A white hat hacker, and I'm sure I'll muddle this up a little bit. It's someone who is with no ill intent testing a system to say, hey, you have a vulnerability there. You need to fix it.
Right.
But
and a black hat person is
bad.
Yeah, they're bad.
Quote bad.
Exactly. Okay. So this has all become a point of contention, as you say, because a special election is coming up. But it also has sort of fed into a broader discussion about the security of election systems in Georgia. How is this fitting into that broader conversation?
So I need to be clear, going into now, Georgia has successfully run elections, of course. We just did the presidential election. There's no evidence there was any problem, but it feeds into this fear that candidates last year had brought up of, our elections may be tainted because someone may be able to influence them by getting into the system, changing results or something like that, that there may be a hacking or illegitimacy. Which I know experts fear because they don't want to illegitimize the results, right? We have a democracy. You cast your ballot. You need to trust your ballot has been cast right, that is properly recorded, and that it counted. There's no evidence of any problems in Georgia but it feeds into a fear, I think, that is out there and that got brought up in last year's presidential election.
And one reason that it got brought up is because our election, the software used in our election machines is, our voting machines is very, very old. And the federal government offered help with cybersecurity over the voting machines. And Georgia was one of the few states that turned that down. So what else have we heard from the Secretary of State about the security of voting systems? And have we heard anything from Brian Kemp about this particular hack that the FBI is investigating?
I think the Secretary of State is being very cautious, no small part because this is an investigation run by federal officials. And I think they've made clear that they're in charge and they want everyone to follow that. He has expressed confidence that they will find the perpetrator, assuming that there may have been a malicious intent here. Again, they're stressing that there's no evidence, there's no problem with elections. Things have run smoothly up until then, and they're just making sure that things continue to run smoothly. Now, getting into the idea of the machines, Georgia's DREs, direct recording electronic machines, the voting machines, you recognize as a voter by touch screen. You go up, you press the touch screen and vote. They're old. There's no question. They were essentially new in 2002. We're in 2017. I think there's a question of whether this should prompt a policy discussion of updating the system Georgia uses to vote with, because there is more modern technology out there. There are other states that use more modern technology. Voting experts, and I'm talking about nonpartisan folks who just follow the technology of this and the security of this, highly recommend some sort of paper audit trail. Mm-hmm. That, maybe it's you fill in a bubble and so that you have something you can go back to and verify that's what you meant to do.
Right, which would be the opposite of new technology. That would be going back to
analog. It's ironic because we're talking about paper and filling in a bubble. and there's some electronics there because they have to feed it in. The machine reads it and it's more, it's quicker than counting just strictly a paper ballot. Georgia does not have a paper audit trail. And so that's part of this discussion of whether there should be a policy conversation among the governor, among the Secretary of State's office, among lawmakers, because it will cost tens of millions of dollars. Yeah. I mean, it's not simply a Secretary of State deciding, oh, we can do this. Georgia, by law, has to have a uniform system. That means every person voting in Georgia has to vote the same way on the same machines
in every
the same
single
system.
One of our many, many counties.
So there's a very broad discussion there. And so it's not as simple as just saying, oh, let's just get a new machine.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with AJC reporter Christina Torres. We're talking about the investigation into an alleged voter data breach at Kennesaw State's Election Center. Now, is this in any way, shape, or form, do we know, connected to, listeners may remember in 2015, the Secretary of State's office accidentally released the Social Security numbers and private information of millions of registered voters in Georgia. Is this related to that at all? Do we know?
Absolutely not, or at least there's no evidence it has anything to do with that. That appears to be a completely accidental mistake where they were making data disks available to groups that request them. Well, the AJC got one, and it's public record. We get it. We have our own database where we can go back and look at voters and count voters. By all accounts, appears to be accidental that they filled in a few extra spaces on the data disk that had personal information,
including
Social Security numbers. When they realized this went out, they reached out to those organizations. There were 12 of them to get the disk back or have them destroyed. That was strictly out of the Secretary of State's office. What we're talking about with the Election Center at Kennesaw State University is separate.
And it has also brought, we're talking about, it's brought up discussions on how we might record votes, but it has also brought back up for debate this very unusual relationship between Kennesaw State and the director of the center there, Merle King, and the state government, which is, as far as I can see, not replicated in any other state in the United States. It's unusual.
It is unique. It is unusual. They made that decision back around 2002. Mm-hmm. And I need to stress, we've gone through three Secretary of State since then, Republican and Democrat. Mm-hmm. It's very much a nonpartisan idea of using a university, in this case, Kennesaw State University, as a way to help with what the state does to run elections. No, I'm not aware of any other state that does it that way either. But that's how they chose to do it.
Yeah. Although that's maybe one of the things that's up for discussion in the future, because one of the ways that one of the reasons for that whole thing was security, that they had different layers of security. And if there has been a data breach, if it turns out that there has been,
right,
it may call into question that security and whether it is as secure as they want.
Absolutely. I mean, and again, there are a lot of unknowns.
Yeah.
We assume they
more
came
unknowns
in,
than knowns.
And came in through the university's IT system, but we don't know for sure. I know the Secretary of State's office has been very clear in saying this is not any of their systems, which is why we assume it's the university system. But yeah, it does raise questions of then if there was a problem, if it's confirmed there was a problem, what happened and how did it happen? And do they want to keep that relationship then with a university that had that problem?
You just said we assume that it is the university system, meaning that we don't even know that from the FBI, that the breach they're investigating was at Kennesaw State?
Correct. The reason I say assume is that we don't know. The Secretary of State's office has said it's not their system. And
there's only one other system
exactly.
That downloads voter data.
by deduction, we end up with the university. Again, and you read the partial statement from the university itself of saying they're working with the FBI. They're referring questions to the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office as well. Again, we don't know for sure.
Although one of the things we don't know but can infer is the FBI says this is a criminal investigation, meaning that there in the end could be charges filed.
Again, I think that's a fair assumption.
We've been speaking with Christina Torres. She's a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You can continue to follow us, but also the AJC, as we try to answer some of the questions we don't know the answer to.
We will be following this up to and through what they find out.
Christina, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Just ahead, the break room weighs coyote hunting and the best way to make a PBJ. First, though, we'll add two more tunes to our essential Georgia playlist. This is On Second Thought.
I can do it in my sleep. I dream of you so often, it's like you never leave.